This is a Clearview Original.
This episode of the Clearview Today Show is brought to you by Mighty Muscadine. David, how's your immune system lately?
Honestly, it's in critical condition.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. What if I told you that similar to our immune systems, which produce more antibodies when under attack, the muscadine grape also produces more damage-fighting antioxidants when under stress from the environment it grows in, which leads to a whole host of health benefits.
I might just gobble them up like Tic Tacs.
Well, my friend, MightyMuscadine.com has everything you could ever need to take your health game to the next level. All their products are gluten-free, trans-fat-free, non-GMO, dairy-free, and best of all, they actually taste delicious.
I had some of their protein powder just this morning, and it is delicious.
I know that's right.
Their grape juice, delicious.
Tell it.
Their antioxidant beverages, delicious. Their shampoo, their body lotion, all delicious.
What?
And I'll tell you something else. Mighty Muscadine believes in protecting God's great earth for generations to come. That's why their farming and production is environmentally friendly, and they make every effort to protect and preserve without the use of pesticides and herbicides.
You ate shampoo, though.
The only problem is I'm a little short on funds.
Well, fret no more, my friend. You can visit MightyMuscadine.com right now and use the promo code TODAY. That's T-O-D-A-Y to unlock exclusive savings at checkout. Again, that's promo code T-O-D-A-Y at checkout to enjoy a significant discount on your purchase of Mighty Muscadine products. And listen, every single dollar you spend using that promo code helps support us here at the Clearview Today Show.
Visit their website now. That's MightyMuscadine.com and experience the difference firsthand. Remember, that promo code is TODAY, T-O-D-A-Y.
Welcome to Clearview Today with Dr. Abhinav Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm Ryan Hill.
I'm John Galantis.
And you can find us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Or if you have any questions for Dr. Shah or suggestions for new topics, write in and let us know to 252-582-5028. Or you can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com.
That's right. And you guys can help us keep the conversation moving forward by supporting the show. You can share it online with your friends and family. Leave us a good review on iTunes or Spotify. We're going to leave some links in the description so you can do just that. And today is April 11th. That means our date the word is coming to us from Revelation 4:11. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created.
I heard somebody put it this way one time, that if God ever took a day off, the atoms in your body would literally spin out into nothingness.
They'd be gone, man.
He is the one who created. He's the one who sustains all things, the one who holds all things together. Everything finds their being in him. And because of that, God is, he's worthy of all of our praise. He's worthy of all of the honor. He's worthy of all of the glory. Everything that we do should be to turn right around and give that glory and that praise and that honor back to God.
That's right, man. Someone who has the ability to do those things, and just by his will. It's not like he's like, okay, I've got to toil over this.
Yeah.
I got to think about it, and I got to really make sure I make the right decisions because the consequences could be dire. It's like, it's by your will they exist. All he has to do is decide that it happens, and it happens.
And he has all of that power, and yet he still wants to have a relationship with us.
That's right.
He still wants to know you. He still wants to know me. He still wants to have that closeness and that fellowship with us. That's beautiful.
That's right. That's our Date the Word. And if you guys want to follow the Date the Word every single day, you can do that by the Date the Word app. Big thank you to Date the Word for partially sponsoring this episode. You could download that app for free right now on iPhone and Android. And every single day connects today's date to God's Word with the hope of making it more memorable for you. Today is Thursday, which means we are going into our segment called Advice No One Needed. This is unsolicited advice, Ryan. Doesn't mean nobody asked for this.
Advice no one needed, no one wanted, maybe no one will even benefit from.
Brush your teeth in the shower.
Okay.
When you get all in the shower, get you a big glob of toothpaste, smear it all over your brush, and just brush your teeth. There's no reason. To me, you're in a cleaning machine, right?
Yeah.
There's no reason for you to brush your teeth. Or to like shower, get off, stand there in the cold, and then have to brush your teeth.
I can get behind that.
And the hot water with that really minty freshness makes for a fantastic time saver and a fantastic tingly experience all over your gums and your tongue.
Do you have a toothbrush holder in the shower?
No.
Oh.
I put it on the floor.
Huh?
I put it on the floor.
In the shower?
That way it's there when I need it. No, I got a little cup. So Elliot, we've got a little, it's like a little basket, and we're in that phase now where there's just like tub toys everywhere.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Like, I'm like, can we have one toy? And she's like, of course they can't have one tub toy.
They have to 94.
Have 94. Yeah, they have to have at least 100.
Yeah.
So it's kind of stuck down in there.
Yeah.
Which I don't love, but I'm willing to take it. Ellie does not like me brushing teeth in the shower.
The only problem with brushing your teeth in the shower, and you and I are glasses people, so mm-hmm. I feel like we would have a similar struggle, is that if you spit the toothpaste, sometimes it's just a big glob of toothpaste mm-hmm. and it doesn't wash down the drain.
Yeah.
So then it just sit there and gets crusted in the bottom of your shower.
That's what she doesn't like.
Yeah. I think the actual brushing in the shower is fine. It's just the cleanup that, you know, may prove problematic.
There was a trend one time where people would eat oranges in the shower because it was supposed to be like a really citrusy thing with the hot water. But they said that's the way I found out about it, because it was a trend going on. But then it was like, well, the whole point is to film yourself and you can't do that. So that, but then people said, you know, you can get the same feeling by brushing your teeth. And it was the same thing. It gives you a really nice tingly sensation. Huh. I say brush your teeth in the shower. It's going to save you some time. You're going to start your day off right. And you're just going to feel cleaner.
Yeah.
You're just going to feel way, way cleaner. That's my advice, man.
I can get on board with that.
Yeah.
If you take that advice, write in and let us know. Or maybe you've been a shower toothbrusher all along.
Yeah.
Write in and let us know your experience. 252-582-5028.
Don't do it if you take a bath, though.
That's don't. That's definitely
that's
don't
gross.
Do that.
Yeah, that's, it, that doesn't translate.
I did not want that mental picture in my head. Write in and let us know if you are a shower toothbrusher, not a bath toothbrusher. We don't want to hear from you. Or visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Elizabeth, my darling bride, what would you say is the most beneficial thing you could do for yourself in the morning?
Probably drink an entire pot of coffee in one sitting.
I'd say that's a close second. No, the best thing you can do for yourself is to start every morning with a daily devotional.
If only we had one to talk about.
Well, as it turns out, we have two.
Right now, you can unlock the power of daily inspiration, wisdom, and spiritual growth in our devotional series, 30 Days Through a Crisis and 30 Days to a New Beginning. Written by our pastor, Dr. Abaddon Shaw, and his wife, Nicole, the 30 Days devotional series is designed to reveal new biblical truths every single day.
That's right, and every day is a new revelation to guide you on your Christian journey toward a more meaningful and purposeful life. You can pick up your copy today from our website, that's clearviewbc.org, or you can grab both books on Amazon, Apple Books, and Audible.
That's 30 Days Through a Crisis and 30 Days to a New Beginning by Abaddon and Nicole Shaw. And don't forget, these are only the first two in an expanding devotional series. So keep your eyes peeled for future installments.
Thanks for listening. Now let's get back to the show. Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abaddon Shaw, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028.
That's right, and we are here in the Clearview Today studio with Dr. Abaddon Shaw, who is a PhD in New Testament textual criticism. Dr. Shaw, we have got minty fresh breath today. Actually, not really, because we just had lunch, like, not very long ago.
We started off
the day with really good breath. Yes. Let me ask you this. You're a busy guy, and you've got your routine, I would say, down to a science, right? You've got your day planned out. You've got it kind of, what do you say?
Yeah.
Each block
regiment.
Of time.
Regimented.
Yeah. Do you ever just try to save time and brush your teeth in the shower?
No.
Wow.
That's gross.
Gross.
Soap and...
You're in a cleaning machine.
Soap and all the... Sud is going into my mouth. No,
he's got like a bar of soap. He takes the toothbrush.
Notoriously, men have those like 3-in-1, 4-in-1, 5-in-1 products. It's just toothpaste as well. Shampoo,
it's
body
like,
wash, toothpaste.
It's like
just
shampoo, body wash,
everything all together.
Car soap,
pasta sauce.
Yeah, pasta sauce, yeah. And you put it in your toothbrush.
No,
you wouldn't do it.
No, never.
If you saw Nicole do it, would you have anything to say, or would you be like, whatever, she can do that?
She does weird stuff. I wouldn't be surprised.
Try it once to get the, because it gives you a really minty, tingly sensation with the hot water. Not trying it once.
No. Now, I'm careful about my teeth. So,
go for it. Go for it.
So, when I was really young, there was a big craze in India over this powder that had come out.
Okay.
And this powder was supposed to be teeth whitening.
Mm.
Okay.
I remember you telling me this story.
So, every mom who cared about her child or children and wanted them to grow up and be doctors and engineers and take over the world.
Got to whiten the teeth.
They went and got that powder, they began to brush their children's teeth. My mom did the same thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was really young, so I was not like a teenager. So I was really young, and she would brush my teeth with her finger. And what she was doing was she was adjusting my teeth so I didn't need braces.
Okay.
That's what you can sure. do that. It's just a lot of work.
Yeah.
But my mom did it for me.
Wow.
And so, but then she took this powder and did that. And this went on for like 6, 7, 8 months.
Wow.
And only problem is it came out in a news report that it was actually, this powder was like a filer.
It was filing your teeth. Do you remember the name of the powder? The product?
Vico Vajradanti.
Okay.
Yes. I remember that.
Oh, and no.
I'm going to try to spell
so
that.
All these poor Indian kids with really fine teeth.
Teeth filed down.
Yes.
Hold on one second. Is this it? Was it yellow? Did it come in a yellow bottle?
Yes.
Nice.
The color has changed. They're still selling that? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wait. No, this is it. I remember. This was it that you were showing me before. Wasn't that it?
Yes, that's the small one. Yeah. but they probably have remarketed that. And maybe
I can't believe
the
they're still selling it.
Yeah, maybe it's something else now instead of that. But it was horrible.
Wow.
And so then everybody stopped. It's like, stop this insanity.
It'll file the Vico dirt right off your teeth Vajradanti. And file your teeth right down to nothing.
No wow. enamel left.
So did you get sore teeth at some point?
Oh,
did you?
God.
Did you
I didn't even notice anything.
Wow.
And but then it came out. It's like, oh wait, we're just taking like grit.
It's like sandpaper. Like you put yeah, take some sandpaper
to the gravel.
Yeah,
gravel and some rock, light gravel.
Just, yeah. Get yeah. it right up in there. Wow. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
You know, a lot of people would think that was an unwise decision. But, you know, wisdom comes in all shapes and sizes and yeah. forms. And sometimes you just got to brush your teeth with a little bit of Vico Vajradanti and just see what happens.
You said it pretty good.
Thank you. I was trying.
Golly.
I was trying.
Have you taken over the segues on the show?
I've been sort of envious at how good you are at the segues.
You've done it very well. I'm very impressed.
I've been practicing in front of the mirror.
Okay.
But I don't want to step on your part of the show. You
no,
go
no,
for
no.
it.
I love that. That was great. Dr. Shah, in light of what we were talking about today, what encouragement would you want to leave our listeners and viewers with?
Learn from the mistakes of others.
Mm, good yeah. point.
Like brushing your teeth with a grit paste.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. But learn. You know, watch other people, mm-hmm. and good and bad, and mm. learn from them.
Yeah,
I like that advice and that encouragement, because too often we hear that you have to learn from your mistakes, which yeah. implies that you have to make the mistake first,
right.
rather than seeing someone else's mistake and learning from it.
Yeah.
Which saves
yeah.
you a lot of heartache and time.
Yeah, that mantra has been around for some time,
mm-hmm.
that you have to make your own mistakes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I get it. I get what that person is saying. What they're saying is the lesson I learned from my own mistake has been very valuable. It has stuck with me. I never forget mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. It is part of my psyche now.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to make your own mistakes.
Right.
That's what they say.
Yeah, but then I guess I see, like, if someone else made the mistake. So, let's take the positive example, for instance. Like, you have built this church more or less from the ground up. Like, we're building everything that we have on the foundation that you have already laid over the past 25 years of being a pastor here. 26 years. We don't have to reestablish this church.
Right.
You know what I mean? We don't have to say, okay, we want to make an album, but first we need to get people interested in the church. Mm-hmm. It's already been done. So also with the mistakes, we don't have to make the same mistakes that someone else has made just because they're now somehow ours to make.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. And it's very, how do I say this? It's tough. Sometimes mm-hmm. you have to just walk that fine line where you don't become so overprotective that, hey, you know, you cannot experiment there because that's not going to work.
Right.
I can tell you that's not going to work because that gets old.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of churches do that.
Yeah.
We tried that before.
Mm-hmm.
That's the negative example of experience. My hope is that through the years I've had the positive side, which is, let me tell you how you can avoid an unnecessary risk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You don't take that risk. It's not necessary. Try this one here. This is a calculated risk,
right.
and you can really build on it.
Exactly.
So I hope through the years I haven't become the, it's not going to work. Oh, we tried that before. It didn't work. You know, a lot of churches do that. They want to teach the preacher or this young man who just got there who wants to fill the church up. Oh, we tried that before. It didn't work. Ha ha ha.
Yeah.
So that's, I hope that's not the experience we're talking about.
Right, right. And I think that's something that we can all take into account, especially with, I feel like it's a, I don't know if it's a product of Hollywood or just how much movies and fiction we consume where like this hero's journey of only his mistakes mm-hmm. matter. You know, it's yeah. the mistakes. It almost gets to a point where it's like your mistakes, your failings are end up what defining you and making you strong.
Right. It strikes me as a very prideful outlook.
Yeah, like, it's been romanticized.
I'm not going to look to anyone else. I'm going to figure this out on my own. I'm going to be my own man. I'm going to chart the course forward. But you are neglecting an entire element, which is what we're talking about. Yeah. The element of other people's experience. Leaning on the wisdom of other people around yes. you.
Yeah, and I think that's something that you have said a lot of times on the show is that God is putting people in your life to mentor you. And sometimes mm-hmm. their mistakes are that mentoring. You know what I'm saying? Like the good things that they do are there to mentor you, but also some of the ways that they fail so that you don't have to.
Mm-hmm. Right, and you know? I hope that's what I have done mm-hmm. in my time as the pastor of this church. I know you said we built this ministry from the ground up. Mm-hmm. That's true and not true because this church was here.
Right.
And it was planted back in the 1940s through a tent revival.
Right.
Where there were evangelists that came through here and they planted this church in the heart of the mill village. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people got saved and they needed a church. And the established church or the mainline churches were sort of, you know, not sure what to do with these people who were mm-hmm. just saved and on fire for God. Mm-hmm. This person was an alcoholic, or this was right here was a wife beater, or he was just a brawler, and now they're saved and they need to be discipled. Mm-hmm. A lot of churches didn't know what to do with it, so they built this church,
right?
And then it went through ups and downs. So by the time we came in 1998, it sort of was down to like maybe 20, 25 people on a good Sunday. Mm-hmm. But since then, we've seen a lot of things that good, bad, and ugly
right.
that have helped us have the experiences we do. Mm-hmm. And then we've also attempted a lot of things, some good, some not so good. Mm. And then also we have laid a foundation. So mm-hmm. it's not like we were just sitting here like a like an observer taking in good, bad, and ugly. No, we also attempted things, and then we prayerfully and carefully and talking to experts in the field and talking to pastors and church planters and church and professors in the field of church planting. We talked to all of them mm-hmm. to see what is the way to lay a good foundation. Mm-hmm. On a church that is struggling, on a church that has seen the glory days, how can we work with the people who are here mm-hmm. and then move to the next level?
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Without abandoning them. A lot of churches just kind of abandon them. It's like, mm-hmm. we're here. I'm the new pastor. It's a new day. Mm-hmm. And you can stay or take a hike.
Yeah.
And they have done that, and, you know, church is great, but right. a lot of those people sort of fell to the wayside.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying that every person who was there is still here with us. Some have died on, but sure. some felt like, okay, the church is not the church I grew up in. Mm-hmm. But they did not leave immediately. They left after years of being here. They could have got on the train and right. said, okay, I want to be part of this church, and I want to go to the next level. I want my children, my grandchildren. Even if my children, my grandchildren don't come, maybe somebody else's will come. Right, I want to see this right. church grow. They were just stuck in the old ways. Mm-hmm. So in time, they stopped coming. But they didn't stop coming immediately. It was not like a year after right. I came that they just left.
Right.
So all that to say this, there are a lot of things we learned. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of foundations we put in place. And my encouragement to you guys has been, don't try to rebuild.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Build on what we have here. Mm-hmm. And you may make your mistakes, but don't make the same mistakes I made.
Right. I agree.
There's a difference there.
100%. Yeah. And I think that can be hard, especially for millennials, because millennials really, on the whole, but I know I fall into this trap myself, have main character syndrome.
Yes.
So it has to start and end with me.
I think yeah. that's always been there, but I think it is especially pronounced in our generation.
I think so, yeah. for sure. And it's something that you have to fight, which means this, that when someone says, hey, don't do it this way. Don't go about this project this way. Go about it this way. Mm-hmm. You either trust them or you don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to say, okay, I hear what you're saying, but I really feel like this is the way, you're shooting yourself in the foot, because they're telling you that if they're a good pastor, if they're a good leader or a good ministry supervisor or team leader, then they've been there, they've tried it, and they are trying to tell you not only why it won't work, mm-hmm. but why there's a wiser way to mm-hmm. go about what you're trying mm-hmm. to do for the collective good.
Yeah.
And it takes trust. You know, it takes trust on our part.
Yeah, some pastors have done what I've done, mm-hmm. okay? They have come in a bad situation, made good decisions, made bad decisions. They have seen people respond positively, and then they've seen people respond negatively. So they've taken a lot of experience and put it in the experience bank of their lives. Mm-hmm. Then they've also laid out the foundation, okay, mm-hmm. Of growth. Like, this is what this church was missing, or it was broken. Now we have it in place. Let's get growing.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So they've done a lot of things. Where they made a mistake is they became the very people who annoyed them when they came to that church. We've done that way before. I'm telling you what, it ain't gonna work. And they don't even look at you when they talk. They look at each other.
Yeah, they look at each other like, hey, you're telling
you know what
this
I mean.
Guy.
They won't make eye contact with you. They make eye contact with each other. What they're saying is, speak up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
this man's about to change everything we have here. Speak up. So if you don't speak up, I'm not going to speak to you when this man leaves. I mean, that's how it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
So sometimes those pastors, they have laid the right foundation, got the experiences, but then they become the very thing that they hated so much.
Very true.
When they came to that church. Mm. I hope I've never done that. I hope I'll never become the, well, we tried that before, it didn't work.
I can't think of anything in my 10 years of being here that has ever, I've never been told no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've been told not, maybe not right now, mm-hmm. but I don't think I've ever been told like, hey, we're not doing that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would say, if anything, you've encouraged us to push beyond what even we're thinking. Like,
right.
Think outside of the box. Think beyond where you're currently at and experiment and try things.
Yeah.
And there's guides and there's guardrails that are put in there, but dream and shoot for the stars.
Like, we're putting together a brand new worship center as we speak. The steel is, I mean, everything is up. The brick is up. Everything is up. The stuff is going in the wall. So now we're looking at, okay, where's all the AV and stuff going? So we're looking at cameras. Mm-hmm. I mean, even just yesterday, right after we did the show, and I remember the conversation went like, well, here's the cameras we're thinking. You're like, well, why are we stopping there? Like, there's better cameras. Mm-hmm. There's not more expensive, but, you know, there's better cameras. There's cameras with better resolution, better shutter speed, higher frame rates. Like, if that camera's better, why not go there?
Yeah.
So with here at Clearview, there's not really boxed in thinking. In fact, it's like, for goodness sake, take the lid off the box.
Yeah.
We can have the best of the best if God is really with us.
Yeah.
Because there's a sense of naivety in thinking, I know what's best, mm-hmm. and I'm going to, maybe I just need to go over here and start my best. And I've seen guys do that.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, one of them I know right now is not in ministry anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I see what he did, and it was a huge mistake. I think he really regrets it now, but it's too late. I will never hire him again.
Yeah.
I know that much, because you blew it badly. Mm-hmm. You had a great thing going, but you had this mindset that, oh, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
I know what we're doing. Mm-hmm. We're going to the heart of the people who are not church going people.
Yeah.
And I was telling him, that's what I want to do too. But we have to work with people who are here.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they're the ones paying our salaries. So let's minister to them while we are helping them have a heart for the lost in their families or outside.
Yeah.
But we have to work through them. And sometimes you have to give, sometimes you have to take, and it's part of what needs to happen. And we ourselves have a lot to learn.
That's
keep
right.
in mind, this is about 2010.
Mm.
So that's what, 14 years ago, mm-hmm. I was telling him, I was like, wait, I have a lot to learn.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had a staff of 10, 15 people, just have me.
Right.
So I'm learning. So, but he wanted to make his own, I guess, mistakes.
Mm.
And I saw that through the years, you know, to the magic of Facebook. And I'm like, mistakes. And here's the thing. Every 2 years you're moving.
That's right.
Wow.
Every 2 years you're moving. So here's the problem. You're the common element.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're the only thing that is the same in all of those situations.
Yep. If you keep running into the same issues in different places, you are the problem. We talked about listening and learning and benefiting from the experience of others. One of the things that you told me, Dr. Shah, and this has always stuck with me, is the things that you want in life, you'll have.
Yeah, true.
The things that you really want that matter to you, you'll have those. You might not have them in the time frame that you are looking at,
right?
But you'll have them when God wants you to have them.
Right. And somebody told me that. Years and years ago, they said, you know, you're going to have the things you need. You're going to have the things you want for your children. You're going to have tough times. I didn't understand what he meant.
Mm-hmm.
But now I do. I'm like, oh, yeah. Thank goodness I didn't know, because I would have abandoned ship.
Yeah, true. Like, I'm glad I didn't know this ahead of time.
Adios and just backflip straight into the ocean.
Yeah. But yeah, all of that is part of the journey.
Yeah.
And my hope is that you guys will build on the foundation that we have laid out.
Mm-hmm.
Make your mistakes now,
mm-hmm.
but don't make the same mistakes.
Right.
That's foolish.
That's right.
Don't try to go out there and try to build your own foundation. You can. Just be prepared to give 10, 15 years of your life, mm-hmm. if not more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Keep in mind, I mean, we're having a new sanctuary being built.
Right.
A worship center, and everything is expanding and growing here. New children's wing, youth wing, all this is coming. But we've been here since 1998.
Right. So there's a really good point there that I want to point out, and that is that you know the history of where you are, where mm-hmm. you've come from.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is this. We do a Clearview 101 class for new members, and at almost every single one of those classes for the last 10 years that I've been here, you start by talking about the history of the church.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because the history is available for anyone who wants to know what's happened with these people who have walked that path, made those mistakes. And when you know that history, you end up avoiding a lot of the things that have been plagued in the past. I wasn't here 20 years ago, but I know the problems that the church went through.
Right.
I know what now not to contribute to, what not to do, what not to say, how not to deal with certain people in situations, even though I was like 10 years old when all that stuff was happening.
Yeah. And also God is sovereign. Mm-hmm. He knows who can handle that kind of opposition.
Mm-hmm.
You guys may not be able to handle that kind of opposition.
True. Very true.
So I was able to take it on when people, you know, they were loving and sweet and kind and everything, but then there were people who were opposing me. There was a guy who would throw up his hand and look at his watch when I would preach. Wow. Yeah, stuff like that. I found a note lying in the church passing to each other. Unfortunately, they left that note there. Maybe they left it for me to find it. And the note said, he lost me a long time ago.
Wow.
Ugh.
And underneath that, the other person wrote back, he also forgot the prayer list.
Gosh.
So it's kind of funny. I'm like, really? Okay. And it hit me hard. You know what I did? I took that note, put it in my Bible.
Really?
And I pasted it in the front of my Bible, not the front, but the inside cover,
mm-hmm.
as a reminder of don't lose people,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
but also keep in mind, God is the one in control, and stay humble.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the task for which God has called you. So how would guys today take something like that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I think about situations like that and what we're equipped to handle and what we're equipped to deal with, and knowing that at the end of the day, I'm just glad I don't have to.
Yeah.
You know?
But then there are things that you're doing
mm-hmm.
and that you're doing and our team is doing, which maybe I wasn't designed and I'm not designed to do or do it alone.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That would not have worked.
True.
So that's how I see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, very true.
We are uniquely made and, our experiences should help each other.
Mm-hmm.
So you have experiences that may help me in a different sort of way.
Mm-hmm.
But experience is not always the best teacher. Mark Twain said it this way. I think it's John Maxwell who quoted him. He said, I know a man who grabbed a cat by the tail and he learned 40% more about cats than the man who didn't.
True.
Wow. That's a great way to put that. Experience is a powerful teacher.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
So you really want to do that? Be scratched up with bite marks.
Well, see, that's
claws.
The thing is, like, I can watch Ryan grab that cat's tail, and I could probably still learn the same 40 things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not having to. Now, like, imagine if he did that, and I was like, well, I want to learn about cats too. I guess I better
I
just
have to grab him by
I
the tail.
I got to grab his
no,
tail.
No, I can benefit from his experience.
Right. Yeah. Or I can learn about cats, not cats angry at me.
True.
Right.
I can learn about cats without having to grab their tail and find out,
exactly.
Oh, don't do this.
That's true. That's
exactly.
Very, very true.
Man, it's such a great reminder for us. Hopefully today was helpful for you guys. If it was, write in and let us know what you took away from today's episode. 252-582-5028. Or you can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Don't forget, you can partner with us financially on that same website. Every gift that you give goes not only to building up this radio show, but countless other ministries for the kingdom of God. John, what's coming up tomorrow?
Tomorrow is lightning round questions.
Lightning
it's finally
round.
Friday. We are free again. We've got our motor running for a wild weekend.
Wow.
It's
okay.
Old. They used to play that on the radio on Fridays. I don't know who sings it. But anyway, we've got lightning round questions. Dr. Questions himself is going to be here in person answering your questions. So make sure you tune in. Send those questions to 252-582-5028. We'll be happy to answer them on the show.
That's right. Make sure you guys are here tomorrow. We love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow on Clearview Today.